Good morning, this is Claire and Gloria with your 8 a.m. Z-Lines.
In local news, the Department of Environment and Science reports that 143 drought-threatening cases have occurred between humans and dingoes since the beginning of this year, in which 19 are high-risk incidents. Deliberately fed dingoes can result in fines of up to $11,500. Kagari dingo is a major icon in Fraser Island and is an apex predator that is crucial to the ecosystem. It is a spiritual animal to the Bushala people. Islanders said many incidents occurred because visitors ignore warnings about dingoes and interact with them. In 2022, the Queensland government built dingo fences across campgrounds to enclose the last of Kagari's townships. The act protects visitors and dingoes at the same time by reducing the amount of dingoes being euthanized.
And two Gold Coast teenagers have received gold medals over the weekend after skateboarding at the X Games in California. 13-year-olds Arisa True and Chloe Cavell both broke records at the event, with Miss True landing a 720 to win the women's vert title, and Miss Cavell becoming the youngest winner of street skating by beating Olympic gold medalist Momiji Nishiya of Japan. Miss Cavell started skating at 6 years old and is positioned to earn a place at the Paris Olympics next year, while Miss True made skateboarding history last month by becoming the first woman to ever land a 720 in competition.
In national news, the Australian government is altering the employment rules by granting casual workers permanent contracts to improve job security. Employment and Workplace Relations Minister Tony Burke announced this change on Sunday, saying that business groups are not forced to convert every casual worker to a permanent position. They also won't get payback if they provide casual permanent roles. There are currently 3 million Australians employed as casuals. The new policy is expected to impact more than 150,000 workers.
And new data shows Australian road death tolls are on the rise, despite a push to decrease fatalities. The National Road Safety Report shows 1,205 people have died on Australian roads in the past 12 months. 37 more road deaths have been recorded across Australia than last year, accounting for a 3.2% rise. The states with the largest increase in road deaths were Victoria, New South Wales, Western Australia, and South Australia. The Australian Automobile Association stated that when incidents do occur, not enough data is being recorded. This makes it challenging to pinpoint dangerous areas and prevent deaths. According to this new data, Australia is currently not on track to meet national road safety targets of halving road deaths by the year 2030.
In international news, the latest avian flu outbreak is predicted to have killed millions of birds globally. The viral disease is ravaging South America, with 200,000 bird deaths recorded in Peru alone. The highly contagious H5N1 virus has now been recorded on every continent except for Oceania and Antarctica. Scientists are concerned that the flu may drive extinctions and seriously jeopardize decades-long conservation efforts. Experts don't expect the current strain of H5N1 should do it anytime soon. Many researchers believe this is to be an international crisis that will continue to progress, with Oceania and Antarctica vulnerable in the next migration season.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cool and partly overcast. It's currently 13 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 20. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 with more.